Chapter 2. Hawaiian Ultra Exotics. With an apple, I will astonish Paris. Paul Cézanne. Kicking the February slush from their boots, friends are pouring into my apartment for a cocktail party. Montreal's -40-degree winters may inspire indie pop odes, but they aren't exactly conducive to a thriving fruit culture. Still wondering what might turn up, I asked each guest to bring a fruit they've never tasted before. But no one seems to have brought any fruits at all. Then, shortly after midnight, the doorbell rings. I open the door and my shivering friend Carl hands me a bright pink orb. The size of an ostrich egg, it's winged with flaming orange-green flaps and topped with a mane of dead flower petals. It's a dragon fruit, Carl says, from Vietnam. He just picked it up in Chinatown. It looks like an emissary from Mars. An excited crowd watches as I cut it open, revealing crisp white flesh dotted with small black seeds, like a solidified Oreo milkshake. Carl hands out sections that, with their shocking pink rinds and black and white interiors, resemble slices of zebra meat. The texture is akin to watermelon, the seeds as inconspicuous as a kiwi's. The delicate flavor is vaguely reminiscent of strawberries and Concord grapes. Some people say they find the taste too subtle, but there's something about the flavor's very restraint that perfectly complements the dazzling exterior. Hunting for fruits that can match the excitement of dragon fruits, I start making regular treks down to Chinatown. The more outrageous, the better. I find heart-shaped lychees that gush sugary nectar. Grape-sized longans beneath their dusty beige peel are filled with gelatinous interiors. Their sweet, tart bursts of juice taste gently spiced with nutmeg, cloves, and cardamom. I love the way you can eat kumquats, like mini tangerines, peel and all. Pepinos are purple-flecked cucumber melons that unfortunately look better than they taste. The same is true of the kiwano, a day-glow orange spiky lump that could be mistaken for a radioactive horned toad. Containing barely palatable slimy green seeds, its sole purpose appears to be visual appreciation. There are a lot of options, which might explain why Quebecers eat more fruits than other Canadians.